Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down.
You have no idea how happy I am right now. You know, we brought back the ultimate souvenir from the UK decades ago. We were so young that people expected when they pulled up in the car next to us while we were driving the souvenir we brought back, they expected to see much older people, not younger people with two little bouncy kids in the back seat. And, you know, I'm a great believer of buying something wonderful while you're traveling. It becomes truly the ultimate souvenir. But we brought back a vehicle that we named King Benjamin and we call Benji. A Bentley when it was still made by Rolls-Royce. A silver, for those of you into cars, a Silver Cloud 2, the S2. And what a gorgeous car. And we brought that back. And I would always keep a jar of not only Grey Poupon, because people would pull up next to me and say, excuse me, have you a jar of Grey Poupon? I'd open the glove box and hold it up for them to see. And then I'd reach in and pull out, I forget who makes it, the yellow mustard. Is it Kraft? No? Heinz?
Goldman's.
Goldens? I'm getting instructions from everybody. I don't think it was Goldens. But I'd pull out a plastic container of yellow mustard, and I'd hold it up and say, but maybe you'd rather have this. And then the light would change, and we'd drive on. And the car got its name King Benjamin because in the UK, and I think in the Republic of Ireland too, when cars are manufactured, they're given a license, and the license plate stays with the car forever. And this license plate was, the first two letters were KB. And I said, well, it must be King Benjamin. So that's how Benji got his name. And we got to the U.S. Benji came over on a ship called Don Juan. And we had to go get license plates. And when we were living in New York or New Jersey, I guess it was when we were in New York, our license plate was Cloud for Silver Cloud, Cloud 9. I think we had to give that name up when we moved to New Jersey. They were a pain in the neck. But in any event, getting behind the wheel of that car, you could not be unhappy. When you sat in the car, which, by the way, had the steering wheel on the other side, like a European car would, and you looked down the nose of what is called the bonnet, that we would call the hood, you have no choice but to smile from ear to ear because you can't be unhappy in that car. And the reason that comes to mind is that that same feeling of relaxed, comfortable elegance in a pampered setting that puts me on cloud nine is what sweeps over me as I am sitting in a comfy, quiet spot at the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. So I'm telling you people, if you want to be elevated to cloud nine, you got to know more about this place. Located dead center on the map of Ireland, the bullseye on the target that you superimpose on Ireland will take you right to Athlone and put you in a place to make sightseeing and visiting easy. You know, it'll be like a cruise without packing and unpacking and whatever, only a land cruise. You park yourself here, you got everything you need, and you go visiting. And we're going to go visiting with Tim Hayes, the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel, a Rolls-Royce Bentley experience, right after this.
Today's show brought to you in part by Malta, the Mediterranean island group where beaches, historic forts, the Cathedral of St. John established by the Knights, fabulous shopping, gorgeous seascapes, fantastic food, and wonderful people who are proud to share their island with visitors wait for you. Learn more at visitmalta.com.
It is a delight to have the adorable face of Mr. Tim Hayes, Managing Director of the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. I have to tell you something funny. The last time we were here, we took a photo together, and I was sitting in a lounge chair, and you knelt down next to me, and the way I am leaning forward toward you, it looks like I'm sitting in your lap. That photo has gotten so much attention at my Facebook page. Go friend me, people. Stephanie.Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. Stephanie.Abrams.94. Get the 94 straight, because otherwise you won't get me. But if you went in and put Stephanie Abrams travel, you probably wouldn't have a problem tracking me down either. That picture has gotten so much attention online that it shows up in that little cube of a box where there's 9 photos and like it's the most visited and whatever. And I think it's hilarious because I think people think I'm sitting in your lap. I hope that this doesn't disturb people in your family who love you. I hope they don't get jealous easily because I tell them my husband and other people were there, not to worry.
Excellent. It's because we're such a stunning couple together.
Is that it?
That's the reason, yeah.
Yes.
That's the real All reason, right. Yeah. My family are fine with it. They're grand.
Well,
you know,
that's good.
We had to sit down and have some counseling, but we're good. We're good. It's all come together quite nicely.
The first time I met you, you were the general manager of this hotel.
That's correct.
And now, by someone tapping you on each shoulder with a Wilkinson sword, you've been knighted to the position of managing director.
Yes.
Ooh, ha, and I knew him when.
Well, first of all, that's a lovely intro in relation to the knighthood. About say 6 months ago, we changed and we took on a new general manager for the hotel, and I became the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel.
So how is what you do different today than what we talked about last time?
Well, a lot of what I do on a day-to-day basis now would be more strategic. I'm looking at 6 months, 12 months down the line, 5 years down the line, see what we can do as a company.
You have to do what the Japanese do and look 50 to 75 years down the line. It's amazing. I mean, that's how they do their business plans.
Yeah.
They don't. In America, we look at next week, maybe today.
Yes.
And we'll worry about the day after tomorrow.
Yes, and the other thing we tend to do is spend a bit of time looking back, which sometimes isn't worth.
Oh, tell me. You know, you bring back such memories. In my last life, I was executive vice president. And before I got that title, over a 16-year period, I was, from the very beginning, second in command of this company. And my boss, as his title moved up, I walked up the ladder behind him. So when he became CEO, I became executive vice president almost, well, maybe 6 months later. But I'd been doing the job forever. It didn't matter. From the title finally caught up. Salary caught up, too. That was very nice. But I can remember we were a travel franchise company. At the height of the company, we had over 400 travel agencies in 37 states, 21 countries, and 50 of them inside Walmart supercenters, right opposite the bank of cash registers, where they have a bank and an eyeglass place and maybe a nail salon or whatever.
Whoa.
We'd have a travel agency. So we were in 12 states with Walmart in 50 locations. And, you know, I can remember how strange and odd it was to, watch over things like expansion and taking care of the minute details that make a company run, operate, and make sense and fit together and, all of that good stuff. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back, and I just want to pick up on that thought.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Tim Hayes, the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel, and Athlone, County Roscommon, such a wonderful place to be. I think one of the biggest challenges that people who have attractions, hotels, restaurants, spiritual sites, historic sites, places of interest in the center of Ireland, which we used to refer to as the Midlands and more fashionably the Lakelands, which gives you a little more information about what's there. Getting people to go to the interior of any destination is really tough. For whatever reason, people love to hug the coastlines. It's true in the U.S. You'll get a lot more action on the East Coast and the West Coast than you will in the center of the country. It's true in Spain. It's name the place. You know, it's tough to drive people from the coastlines to the interior. And too often, when they're going into the interior, they're just taking a shortcut from one side of the country to the other, and they don't even stop. So, you know, it is a bit of a big challenge. And I asked him in the last segment about his new position for the last 6 months or so as managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel. And he was talking about, you know, really strategic planning. In my last life, one of the things I oversaw at the company that I was executive vice president of was the training programs, because I have a master's degree in education, so it seemed like a natural that that should come into my portfolio as well. And I would talk about new offices, about planning. And somebody on TV just the other night said something that I used to talk about, that to do it right, it's ready, aim, fire. All the time we do, ask anybody, they're busy. We're doing, we're busy, we don't have enough time in the day, enough people in our life to do, we're doing. Occasionally, we plan for what we're doing. And rarely do we ever evaluate, how did that go? And when something doesn't go well enough to notice, companies will generally say, well, scrap that, it didn't work, instead of saying, we thought it was a good idea, why didn't it work? What can we fine-tune? How can we massage it and maneuver it to make it work? And maybe we can. And one of the biggest challenges is when you have a great idea and somebody says, oh, we did that, it didn't work. Yeah, but how come? Because it's still a great idea. So I used to talk about, you know, you look at Japanese companies and they'll plan for 50, 75 years out. I mean, we think that's outrageous. We're lucky we plan for 10 minutes from now. But we do, you know, when you should be doing ready, aim, fire, we do ready, fire, aim. Yes. And I never hear anybody say that until like two nights ago. It must have been yesterday. Here in Ireland, I'm watching some news show and they were talking about what's going on in America and described it as ready, fire, aim. Yeah. And I thought, well, now there's something I haven't heard in a long time. That was cool. That was very cool.
Yes.
But have you found interesting things in your new position by doing this kind of evaluation?
Yeah. And the other thing with it is that you can't, it's very difficult when you put in a plan, a strategic plan, in several areas of the building to actually control that. So what you have to do once you set the plan is you have to set these critical control points that you dip in and check. So where potentially the plan can fall or your strategic thought process, you have to look at it and say, okay, where can this fall down? Because you can't complete the entire plan yourself. So because you depend on people below you to do that. And a big part of it is measurements. You have to have measurements in there, because if you can't measure, you can't manage. So you have to have some measurement in there to look at it and say, well, how are we progressing? So go back to your point about, you know, ready, aim, fire. You're 100% correct. That's the way you have to be, get yourself ready, and you have to look at your strategic goal and say, well, what are we aiming for here? Where are we going for? Plan towards that. And then once you execute, you have to have some critical control points or some measurements. And that's a big part of what I do now on a day-to-day basis, is looking at these critical control points and what measurements we have in place so that we can manage.
You know, especially when you sit down, usually with boards of directors, you've got a lot of bean counters around the table.
Correct.
And many of them, forgive me, all you bean counters, but I understand you have your eye on the bottom line. But sometimes you have to use a little creativity and take a road not taken and come up with something unique and creative and put it to work. And the problem is that often you are faced with people who, if they can't immediately see a return on investment, they don't want you to go there. And for people who have a vision of what you could do, particularly in an image industry, as travel is,
great,
and a trendy industry where you think your competition is the guys left and right of you, and in fact, you haven't looked over your shoulder to see who's creeping up behind you, who's going to eat your lunch.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's kind of like the moment of severe frustration.
Yes.
So those guys love numbers.
Correct, exactly.
Yeah, they love numbers, they love statistics, they love charts and graphs.
Correct. And, you know, the line, we've tried that before and it hasn't necessarily worked. Well, you might have a different set of people, you might have a different
times
environment
have changed,
out there.
Right.
Exactly.
Times
so you've got to move on.
Right.
So it's an AC/DC, you know, the positive versus the negative in some respects, yeah.
No. Not an easy story.
No.
We're going to take a quick, no, we're not. We got some time. This is good. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we're on location. In my studio, there's clocks counting down to a tenth of a second, and monitors and screens and control room, and my senior producer David Isby on my right and my other team on broadcast team on the left, and here I'm relying on a signal from across the room that sometimes looks like an obscene gesture.
I was wondering what that was.
The waving and flailing of hands. So are you enjoying all that? Because that's very different from, you know, a good piece of the job of a good general manager is the interaction, not just with staff on a personal level,
correct,
but with guests on a personal
correct
level.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you have to be able as a GM to handle that the chef just quit. There's a leak in a bathroom somewhere. A VIP guest is checking in with a baby and a dog whose head you have to pet, and you have to smile as you ice skate through this whole story.
Yeah.
That's very different from going to the operational side of let's keep it rolling and profitable.
Correct, exactly. So no day is the same when you're general manager of a hotel.
No, of
every day is a different day. Now my day is more planned, it's more orchestrated, more organized. That is a challenge because I went into the hotel industry to be there, the front face, to be the person that's talking to the customer.
The little fireman with the little hose.
Correct.
Running around putting out the fires and putting smiles on
correct
everybody's
exactly
face.
It's about hospitality.
Right.
That's, you know, and that's what I went in for, you know.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break now. That's a good thing. And yeah, that's a really good thing. Pay close attention, take notes, support our sponsors, people. That's what keeps us on the air. And we'll be right back after these important messages. talking with Tim Hayes, managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel. A place you gotta visit. I am on my own cloud nine right now. Don't leave me.
This weather report is brought to you by the Curaçao Tourism Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north coast-to-coast calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and a wind chill factor well below freezing. The long-range forecast for Curaçao calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 86 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your breakaway in Curaçao now? Learn more at Curaçao.com. That's Curaçao.com.
Tonight we sleep on silken sheets. We drink fine wine and eat rare meat. On carousel.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we've been talking about what's new and what's cooking in Saratoga County. And I'm so lucky to have on the line with me Helen Watson, who is such a lovely person. People, it is worth a trip to Saratoga Springs to go to the Adelphi Hotel just to ask to meet Helen Watson. She is wonderful, and she is on the line with me. How embarrassed are you right now?
I'm very embarrassed. I'm blushing.
And you're fair skinned, so that's, you know, Christmas tree time, all lighted up. No, you really are wonderful. I mean, you know, sometimes you meet people and it's like you walked into the middle of a relationship.
Yes.
You know, there was no beginning. You must have known them in another life or whatever. And most of the time when that happens, it's a really good thing. Occasionally, one of you did the other one dirty and you can feel the, you know, the hair on the back of your neck stand up. No, we must have known each other in another lifetime or something.
I think so. You're very easy to get along with, though, Stephanie. It's lovely.
Oh, there are so many people that would disagree with you. I don't know. One day, that's a whole conversation for another day. Some people go out of their way to find obstacles. Oh, go to any board of appeals of, you know, zoning boards or and it's not only, we don't have the market cornered on that in the United States. Anytime I'm in Ireland and I'm talking with a hotelier who has a historic property and they want to do something and they're getting all kinds of grief from the county council and, you know, and they think this is an Irish thing. It's like, no.
Nope, it's universal.
People who serve on boards, you know, often are people that will say no just because it's easy.
Right.
but in any event, it's so wonderful when you meet people who have a can-do attitude. And there's a fellow I talk about from time to time out in he's in Florida. He may be retired now. He actually retired once after over 20 years with Marriott. And then he was the general manager of the Naples Grand that went through a few branding changes with different big companies for the hotel. And I don't know what they're called now. But his name is Hunter Hansen. Nicest guy you ever want to talk to. And I fell in love with him on the telephone because he was just so lovely. And then I got an email confirming what we had talked about. And under his signature, it said, "The answer is yes. Now what's the question?" And I thought that was his until I later, you know, saw that elsewhere. Because creative people are just better at hiding their sources. But, you know, it's so wonderful when you meet people who have a, "Sure we can. What is it you want to do?"
Right. Well, that's hospitality, right? You've got to have that attitude. So,
I understand. Well, listen, people, you've got to go check out the Adelphi Hotel, and you can do that at the, make sure you put THE first, theadelphihotel.com, and see pictures and stuff. That, I mean, the place is just, you know, it's one of those places that you won't forget what you did there.
when you were in the one of their restaurants or you were in their bar lounge, if you were sitting in the lobby, you won't forget it because the place is uniquely charming. And so is its general manager, Helen Watson. So what's cooking? What's happening? What should we know about? Anything new?
Yeah, well, for the month of February, just because, you know, Valentine's Day and all of that, we're offering a romance package in one of our premier suites, which includes a couple's massage in room, dinner for two at the Blue Hen by David Burke, and a complimentary bottle of Veuve Clicquot. That's for the month of February. And it's a lovely opportunity to spoil and nurture and you know, bring to life your romantic side in your relationship.
Neat.
It's going to be lovely.
Very neat. And that's where is that served? In the Blue Hen?
The dinner's going to be in the Blue Hen, correct. The couple's massage will be in room in one of our premier suites. And we're offering, like I said, a complimentary bottle of Veuve Clicquot to go with it all.
Which dining room is the Blue Hen?
It's the Glass Conservatory in the back of the hotel.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Yeah.
That is so wonderful. Wow.
It's a beautiful feminine restaurant. It's just so picture perfect. I think it's one of the
really
most romantic
is.
Restaurants in Saratoga.
Well,
perfect place
no,
to
I would go bigger than just Saratoga.
True.
You know, there are a couple of places it reminds me of. One of them is at Ballymaloe House in County Cork, Ireland. They have a conservatory private dining room, kind of a room area thing, whatever. And it's very much, in fact, I mentioned that to you when I met you.
Right, right.
That's a gorgeous place. Well, that's fantastic. And you're doing that for the whole month of February or what?
For the whole month of February. Yeah, it can be booked either going online to our website or giving the hotel a call directly. But it will be for the entire month of February, yes.
Well, that's a very neat thing. Well, I hope some of our listeners make plans to visit, especially you're so conveniently located. Explain if somebody was living in, let's say, in the New York City area, or they were visiting New York on business and they wanted to extend. What a nice thing to do. Listen, people, if you've got to travel to New York City for business, or Albany for that matter, for business, and it's during the month of February. And there's a lot goes on in New York City in February. Toy Fair is in February.
Mm.
That's where people come from all over the world to buy toys for next Christmas for their stores.
Wow.
And, literally, it's a big deal. But what a nice thing if you've brought along your significant other or you'd like to have whomever fly in and meet you. You can travel to Saratoga Springs and extend your hectic business experience into a relaxing, refreshing, rejuvenating, romantic interlude.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a good
idea.
It's
only a 2.5-hour train ride from the city, from Penn Station, so it's easy to get to as well.
Yeah, you get off at that Saratoga station. That's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, people, I had dinner at the Adelphi probably a little more than a month ago. And that dinner was like a dinner in a 3-star Michelin French restaurant somewhere in France. It was, you know, I expected it to have good food. It so exceeded my expectation. I had no idea the meal that I was about to be presented. And wow. The food is fantastic. So if you've got a benchmarking occasion and if you're in a romantic mood and maybe this is when you pop the question or whatever, what a cool way to do it. So if there's anybody out there thinking about, you know, doing that will you marry me routine, you might want to do it during the month of February in Saratoga Springs and take advantage of this romance package. Very cool. So it's the Adelphi Hotel.com. And I want to thank you for joining us. Are there any little last words you want to share before we march away into what's next?
Yeah, just come up and check us out. Saratoga Springs is a really special city. Like I said, it's convenient to Boston, Montreal, and New York City, and we are the jewel of Saratoga Springs. We've been around for 141 years now, recently renovated, and we look forward to welcoming everybody.
Were you there for the ribbon cutting when it opened?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, 141
very
exciting. Years ago, yeah.
Well, not the original ribbon cutting.
Oh, okay. The other ribbon cutting.
The other one. Yeah. A little more recent.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Ellen. Everybody else, stay with me. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Stephanie. I need Remy's. One carousel. And gambling stakes. It's candlelight and chandelier. It's silver plate and crystal clear. But it's serenade and saraband.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with us Pete Bardunius, President and CEO of the Chamber of Southern Saratoga County, New York, which is a quick trip and a gorgeous trip, by the way, through the Hudson Valley region from New York City to Southern Saratoga County area. Pete, when you want to go by train, with Amtrak, what station would you get off at if you wanted to visit your region?
You would get off at the Albany Rensselaer chain station, which is just across from the city of Albany and very close by our region.
Oh, how do you like that? I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. They have an enterprise car rental location inside that terminal. So if you want to arrive and have a car, make your reservation in advance. You pick up your car right there at the train station and take off. How long would it take? What would be the first place that you would know you're in the Chamber, Southern Saratoga County region?
Well, if you drove about 10, 15 minutes, you'd come across the line. Actually, the line for us is water. It is the Hudson and Mohawk Rivers or the Erie and Champlain Canals, and that brings you into Saratoga County, New York, and that's 10, 15 minutes from that particular train station.
So what's new? What's cooking? What's happening?
Well, we have some great events coming up. Two in particular I'd like to share with you. April 7th in the city of Mechanico, which is the smallest city in the state of New York, April 7th, anything that floats, that's a Sunday at about 11:30. What happens is people actually make their own vessels, well, I guess we'll call them. Using the term boat would be a little bit of a stretch. And they have to float these things, a quarter of a mile down this little river near where the Hudson is. And so you can come and watch this thing for free, and they certainly would love to have spectators. There's also a whitewater derby, which is actually people on kayaks that morning. So these people are actually going to be out braving the cold water on April 7th. It's very safe. There's a lot of fire department and stuff like that there. But they're going to be out there trying to see what they can keep afloat and win the race on April 7th.
Oh, wow. So hold on, because that really sounds interesting. What time is that?
That is about 11:30, and I say about because there's several different events going on that morning. Actually, if you arrive earlier, you might catch that Whitewater Derby also, so you can check out a few things at once.
You know, there's a place, I want to say it's Carson City, Nevada, mm-hmm. if I'm right. Maybe, but there's okay. some place out west where they do outhouse races.
and
you know, there are a couple of other places I've interviewed. They do goofy things that they race in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say people make things, you hate to call them boats, what do they float on?
Well, anything that floats. I think there's even people trying to do it out of beer cans. I mean, people do all kinds of strange
things. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing it too. They had actually not done it for several years, and they're bringing it back this year celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Mechanicville Area Community Services Center. So we're very eager to see what happens, and I'm looking forward to the event.
So when you get to Mechanicsville and you see the sign that lets you know you have just entered Mechanicsville, where do you go to find this white water derby and this floating thing going on there?
Best thing to do is take the GPS and look for Round Lake Road. It's a small road that intersects Route 67. And there's a place called Empire Exhibits and Displays. That's generally where this event will be. And then it will run down what's called the Anthony Kill to the city docks. So along that waterway, you will see people kind of stretched out to see the boat racers go by.
How many people generally enter these things?
Oh, gosh. It could be all over the place. I'm told a few hundred.
Wow.
So it could be very interesting. It's going to be bringing back an event that's been dormant for a while. So we're eager to give it a really good start again in this community. But in past years, it's been very, very popular.
I would imagine it would be. What else mm-hmm. is cooking?
Well, on Saturday, May 18th from 10 till 6, and Sunday, May 19th from 10 till 3, a little bit further south in Waterford, New York, which is the junction of the Erie and Champlain Canals, the Waterford Canal Festival, that kicks off the canal season. It is free, and there is food and vendors and boats and cars and games and pony rides and a fishing contest for the children. It's going to be a wonderful event, and right at literally where the canal begins, it's also the 225th anniversary of Waterford, New York, which is America's oldest continuously incorporated village. So what we suggest is come on up on Friday, perhaps on Amtrak, stay in a nearby hotel, and then come enjoy the weekend festivities on Saturday and Sunday in Waterford, New York, right at the town docks, the Waterford Harbor Visitor Center, which has a catchy address, One Tugboat Alley. In Waterford, New York. So that's the place to be on May 18th and 19th for the Waterford Canal Festival.
How many Irishmen are descendants in that town?
Oh, there are quite a few. The mayor's name is Bert Mahoney. Wonderful guy. He's been around a long, long time, and I'm sure he'll be with us to kick off the celebration for the 225th anniversary.
Will you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Will you give Bert Mahoney my contact information and tell him to get in touch with me? Because you know that town wasn't named Waterford by accident.
Well, it was supposedly a water ford, a ford across the water by the colonials. The King's Highway, which is now Route 4, actually came up through the what is now known as Waterford. And it was such an important thoroughfare. George Washington actually traveled on it to close down Fort Ticonderoga in 1783. But earlier than that, Thaddeus Kosciuszko, which is a name a lot of New York City people remember,
he used
it to create fortifications to defend Albany in case we lost the Battle of Saratoga. Fortunately, they weren't needed.
Wow. And for those of you who have only occasionally visited New York City and haven't lived through the educational process that happened probably about 40 years ago to inform New Yorkers that it's not the Kosciuszko Bridge, it's the Kosciuszko Bridge, and you got to give it the Polish pronunciation that it's due.
You certainly do. Thaddeus Kosciuszko, that bridge in New York City, there's also a Thaddeus Kosciuszko Bridge crossing the Mohawk River in Clifton Park, New York.
Oh, wow.
He was a very important figure up here. We probably don't win the American Revolution without him.
Wow. Such good stories. And all of those good stories are happening in southern Saratoga County.
That is correct.
Well, we've got to learn more about what's going on and what's cooking in your neck of the woods. Pete Bardunius, President and CEO of the Chamber of Southern Saratoga County, New York. Thank you for joining us today. Everybody else, we're going to go out and find out what's cooking in Saratoga Springs next. We'll be right back.
It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.